This goes to Dr. S-A-I-L-A-J-A, Sarvepalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, fax 866-419-3504, regarding Julie Kautz, K-O-U-T-Z, date of birth 1-8-1963. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, this is a consultation for Mrs. Kautz, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine, which was noted in October of 2024. She has had a long history of type 2 diabetes and a recent history of bilateral kidney stones. She passed a right kidney stone spontaneously in 2024, and we believe she may have passed the small left kidney stone this year when she had some gross hematuria noted with minimal pain. The size of that kidney stone in the left kidney was 2 millimeters, so that certainly could have passed without much discomfort. She has had a very long history of using multiple oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for chronic pain in her neck, back, and multiple joints. She has stopped using all oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs after kidney function has declined. Currently, she denies any headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. She does suffer from severe left facial trigeminal neuralgia, and is medicated for that. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Currently, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is currently clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. She does try to drink enough to urinate 1,000 to 2,000 liters or milliliters, 1,000 to 2,000 milliliters in 24 hours. To help prevent further kidney stones, and no edema or claudication symptoms. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes, many years, arthritis of multiple joints, low back pain, neck pain, hip pain, depression, hyperlipidemia, trigeminal neuralgia, fatty liver disease noted on CAT scan, bilateral kidney stones, and a long-term use of oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And she stopped all of them in 2019. Past surgical history, she's had tonsillectomy and adenoidectomy, a complete hysterectomy in 2001, cholecystectomy, neck and back extensive spinal surgeries, right total knee replacement in 2019, bilateral carpal tunnel release, and a left total knee replacement, 2025. She does have a spinal cord stimulator in place. Social history, she does not smoke cigarettes or use vaping of nicotine. She occasionally consumes alcohol but denies illicit drug use. She is married, lives with her husband, and she's retired from the state of Michigan. Family history is significant for hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, depression, multiple sclerosis, asthma, vertigo, epilepsy, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to sulfa, antibiotics. Medications, metformin 500 mg daily, Paxil 20 mg daily, simvastatin 5 mg daily, Topamax 25 mg daily, Januvia 100 mg daily, methylcarbamol 200 mg, 2 tablets twice a day. No, 500 mg. Methylcarbamol is 500 mg, 2 tablets twice a day. And then carbamazine, it's C-A-R-B-A-M like Mary, A-Z-E-P-I-N-E, 200 mg, 2 tablets twice a day. Tramadol is 50 mg twice a day. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Humalog, regular per sliding scale with meals. Novalin 70/30 insulin. 15 units twice a day, and lidocaine patch to left knee as needed. She was on lisinopril and stopped that in June of 2025 when the elevated creatinine was noted on the lab report. Physical exam: height is 5 feet, 0 inches, weight 176.6 pounds, pulse is 70 and regular, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with midline uvula. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, and no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged masses, no splenomegaly, and no enlarged liver. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema, brisk capillary refill. She's got some decreased sensation in both feet and soles bilaterally. No ulcerations or lesions. Labs, most recent lab studies, we have a creatinine 519.25, it's 1.26, GFR 48, 514.25, creatinine 1.26, GFR 48, January 3rd, 25, creatinine 1.1, GFR 57, 11-7-24, creatinine 1.27, GFR 48, 10-16 of 24, creatinine 1.38, GFR 44, 8-25-24, creatinine 1.0, GFR greater than 60. In 5-14-25, we have calcium 9.6, sodium 141, potassium is low, 3.3, previous level was 4.7, carbon dioxide 24, albumin 4.3, liver enzymes mildly elevated, AST 46, ALT 40, alkaline phosphatase is 132, microalbumin to creatinine ratio was checked on 10/16/24, and that microalbumin in the urine is less than 60, so they're unable to calculate a ratio. Urinalysis was done 1/4/25, negative for blood, negative for protein. And when her kidney stone passed 9/27/24, it was 100% calcium oxalate monohydrate. And we have an ultrasound of kidney and bladder done 6/13/25. Right kidney is 11.2 centimeters. There is no hydronephrosis, mild cortical thinning with increased echogenicity, but no cysts or masses. Left kidney was 11.3 with mild central hydronephrosis without CALYCEAL dilation. No cysts, masses, or stones were present, and the bladder appearance was normal. We did have a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis with contrast done 8/25/24, and that showed the mild right hydroureter nephrosis secondary to an obstructing 0.4 centimeter ureteral stone. And that was passed. And there was also a non-obstructing 0.2 centimeter stone in the upper pole of the left kidney, which does not show up on the next ultrasound. Assessment and plan: 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to longstanding type 2 diabetes, also the recent kidney stone in both kidneys. We have encouraged her to repeat all the labs now, and we're going to check a urine protein to creatinine ratio and another urinalysis. We will do renal panel and CBC as well as parathyroid hormone. She will follow a low-salt diet, about 2 grams of sodium in 24 hours, She was advised to minimize animal protein intake to prevent further formation of the calcium oxalate stones. And we've encouraged her to drink enough water or liquids to pass 2 liters of urine every 24 hours. And we will do labs every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice when she returns from Florida in May of 2026. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.